Taking a moose usually means carrying home 500 pounds of meat. Cutting that meat can take all day, but Bill can do it in a few hours. Add another bill, and it can take half that time. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur takes us to a small shop where customers come with legs and torsos and leave with packages of steaks, ribs, roasts, and other tasty meats.
Bill's Meats is a small 16 by 16 foot building off the Bethel Highway. If you're not looking, you'll miss it. But once you arrive, you know you're in the right place. On a deck stands a pile of blood-stained white bags.
That's a hind quarter, or that's probably back straps.
Bill Howell is better known as Bethel's fire chief, but this moose season, he's taken 3 weeks off fire duty to focus on cutting meat.
In the fall, moose season is a very short and a very intense time.
Bill and his team cut meat 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, even after the hunt closes.
So I'm going to make a batch of burger.
Bill's right-hand man is his dad, also named Bill Howell.
The proper mixing, you leave your fingers open. If you close them, it'll scrunch it together.
Bill Howell, the father, is working beef fat into the lean meat. 80% meat to 20% fat makes a juicy burger. When it's done, it all goes through the grinder again. Bill's Meat started in 2009 in Bill Howell, the son's yard. There weren't any game butchers in town, and the business took off. It's received two Best in the West small business grants and moved from its neighborhood location to the highway.
We have a 7.5 horsepower Hobart size 52 meat grinder. It grinds 95 pounds of meat a minute. We've got a 2 horsepower meat saw, so we can cut through bones. We're trained meat cutters.
Bill trained under his father when his dad managed the meat department for Bethel's old Anika family store. The building is now AC Quick Stop. His father trained decades before that, becoming a journeyman meat cutter in the early 1970s in Washington State.
We were knife men. Knife men were the hardest working men. They were production men. They produced with knives, you know. They boned out whole carcass beef.
He's a machine. He just turns it out like you wouldn't believe. I mean, look at him.
His dad is cutting 200 pounds of moose into roast and cubes of stew meat, all in 40 minutes.
I know it sounds crazy. I'm on Social Security. I'll be 70 years old in 5 days. And I still love cutting meat.
This season is older Bill's first time cutting meat in 15 years. He had moved to Nome, worked different jobs, bought a restaurant, and went bankrupt.
So my children invited, Bill especially invited, come on, Dad, let's cut meat.
How much was in that one?
Though younger Bill is the son, he's clearly in charge. And his dad, always cutting, keeps the product moving.
I consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to still serve the community and have some usefulness.
The work looks back-breaking. The men are standing all day, slinging tubs holding hundreds of pounds of meat. It's perpetual motion, efficient, in a tight space, all among flashing blades and giant tools designed to slice flesh and bone. The communication and coordination seems to require a certain trust, like between a father and son. At Bill's Meats in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.